and he comes into town on the yacht. And generally, generally he's pretty happy when he gets in. But it stops at the foot of Government Street, and he gets off the yacht there, and he has his knights and his pages, and they have a parade of the king, and then they have Saturday afternoon, they have a floral parade. The different societies here,
yes,
like the Elks and the Women's Federation and so forth, they have a, they can, any subject they want to choose for their floats, they can have about 14 floats. And the society, the Carnival Society, give a prize to the one most decorated. So then after the parade Monday, the Queen has a reception at the largest hotel here, and her maids, and you pay about 5.5 a piece, a plate, to have the luncheon at the Queen's luncheon. And then Monday night, Sunday afternoon too, the King of the Negroes comes in. And he has the Queen. And I want to tell you, they put on some good-looking clothes. And he has a parade, but he doesn't come out to Broad Street, except in the Negro section. But then Monday night, the Infant Mystics have their parade. And that's one of the old societies.
What are they called?
Infant Mystics.
Oh, wow.
And they dress in fancy costume. I had two suits I'd love to show you, because they are really gorgeous, some of them. All covered with sequins. And they have, a mask, they wear a mask. And they have the hat to match their costume, whatever they, and they'll pick, like in the Mystics, we'll say, they'll pick some way back subject out of history, and they'll carry that theme out the whole way. Then Monday, then Tuesday, they have about 10 parades Tuesday morning. New societies that women have formed, and they parade the streets. Tuesday it starts early in the morning, and there's some masking on the street. If you want to be funny, you can go and rent a suit and go downtown, get drunk, and have a good time if you want to. And Tuesday noon, right afternoon, the KRRs, that's the Knights of Revelry, they have a parade, and they have a subject, and they all have costumes. And all the country children from around here have bands. And they all come in because they get paid, you know, for playing. And the Excelsior Band is the best, like I told you. And they are always on Tuesday night. That's the last parade. And that is the Double OMs, the Order of Miss. And that's really the cream of the crop. And they have the Excelsior Brass Band. And most of the floats used to be drawn by horses. And some of the OOMs still use horses.
Yes, ma'am.
Mules to pull them. And they have these big flare lights that the boys carry alongside the float to illuminate them, besides electric wiring. And then they have a ball. The IMs have a ball Monday night. The KORs have a ball Tuesday noon, and the OOMs have a ball Tuesday night. And then they have a society called the Comic Cowboys.